Zito. Sweeping down upon the underworld to smash gangmen comes
the mysterious, all-powerful character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle.
As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Today's transcribed episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is entitled The Dancing Ghosts of Rocky Hills. Perched high on a rocky crag overlooking the ocean, not many miles from York City, sits Gray Crag's Manor. Surrounded by high stone walls, the large house dominates an estate of some 300 acres in Rocky Hills, East Chester County. Residents of Rocky Hills say the place is haunted. Some claim to have seen from a distance on moonlight nights the shadowy figures of dancers in the ballroom of the east wing of the manor. As our story opens today, Patrolman Dan Garrett, who is really the Blue Beetle, little realizes that his next adventure will take him to Gray Crag's Manor. He is talking with his friend, Dr. Franz, in the little apothecary shop.
Danny, here's an item I clipped out of the personal column of the Chronicle this morning.
Addressed to the Blue Beetle.
I thought you'd be interested.
Somebody's kidding the Blue Beetle.
You think so?
Yeah, listen. Attention, Blue Beetle. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider and sat down beside her and scared the poor girl away. Why should anyone address nursery rhymes to me?
There's a secret message in cipher concealed in that nursery rhyme. Are you serious, Doc?
Yes.
I deciphered it just before you came in.
Well, what's the message, Doc? How were you able to solve it?
Well, the difference in size of type used throughout the rhyme gave me a clue. The young lady has evidently been reading Francis Bacon.
Young lady?
Yes, young lady.
Well, this begins to look like a romantic adventure. And what makes you think she's been reading Francis Bacon?
Well, he used to write many of his plays and poems in cipher similar to this.
That's very interesting. What method did you evolve from this nursery doggerel, Doc?
Well, here it is, deciphered. Young heiress in dire distress. Only Blue Beetle can help. Come alone, midnight, Gray Crag's Manor. Urgent.
Gray Crag's Manor. I thought at Rocky Hill.
Yes, the place is supposed to be haunted.
It sounds like a trap for the Blue Beetle, but it's certainly intriguing.
Yes, isn't it?
I think I'll take a run out there now and look the place over by daylight.
Oh, why don't you? But be careful, Danny. That section used to be infested with bootleggers and rum runners during Prohibition. It's along the seashore. Lots of coves and inlets with rocky cliffs overhanging the sea.
Sounds interesting.
Are you planning on taking Officer Manigan with you?
Oh, poor Mike's laid up with a bad case of poison ivy.
That's tough on Mike.
Yes, the old war horse is champing at the bit. I'm going to drop by and see him.
Well, tell him I hope he'll be back on the job again soon.
I will.
Goodbye, Doc.
See you later.
Checked her oil, buddy?
No, I have plenty of oil, thanks. What do I owe you?
A buck.
There you are.
Thanks.
By the way, who lives in that old mansion up on the hill, overlooking the ocean there?
Mostly ghosts, buddy.
Don't tell me you believe in ghosts.
Well, I don't know. Some folks in the village here claim to have heard music and seen figures dancing in a ballroom as they walked along the road.
Hasn't anyone visited the place?
Nobody around here. There's a guy with a club foot on guard at the entrance to the estate. Sort of a caretaker. He don't let nobody in.
Doesn't anybody live in the manor house?
Yeah, there's a young girl, Rosalie Greenhole, and her aunt just moved in. She inherited the place, I heard.
Is that so? How recently did they move in?
About a week ago.
Ever see them?
Sure. They drive by here every day in an old-fashioned carriage drawn by a couple of swell-looking horses.
Who drives them?
An old man in an old-fashioned coachman's uniform.
You're sure they're not all ghosts?
Well, sure I'm sure. Well, Joe Digby on the corner there sells him groceries and things. He says the coachman does all the ordering. The girl and her aunt don't talk to nobody. They're kind of snooty, Joe says.
Well, that's very interesting. I've got to get along. Ghost or no ghost, the fellow's got to make a living.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Well, so long, buddy, and stay away from haunted houses. Well?
I was wondering if I could drive through the gates there and up to the manor house. I'm a camera fiend, and I'd like to take some shots of the house and the ocean.
Ain't no one allowed on the grounds. Owner's orders.
No. Well, you suppose if I phoned up to the house from your lodge there, the owners would give me permission to take some pictures?
Ain't got no phone.
What are those wires running up the road there?
Them's electric light wires.
I see. Well, thanks for the information.
Oh, excuse me, stranger. My alarm clock's going off. Must have set it wrong this morning.
Hello. That you, Clubfoot? This is Blackie. What's that? Some guy wanted to take pictures of the place. Wasn't a harness wall, was it? Oh, all right. Now listen. The girl got a message out from the Blue Beetle somehow. The old man's lawyer saw it in the newspaper. Be on the lookout for the Blue Beetle. But the spider wires do. Okay. So tomorrow, Spider's taking a suitcase of the queer over to Mac at Hastings when he takes the girl and her aunt out for a drive. Right. Well, take care of things. Goodbye.
I wonder if the Blue Beetle got my... What's that noise? Oh.
Good evening. Or should I say good morning?
The Blue Beetle.
Yes, the Blue Beetle. You sent for me. Here I am.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm in such trouble and so frightened. Will you help me?
The Blue Beetle is always ready to help anyone in distress.
I didn't know what to do. You were the only one I felt could help me. I'm watched every minute. This place is... It's so spooky. It terrifies me.
Then why do you stay here?
I must. By the terms of my late uncle's will, I have to remain here until I'm 21 in order to inherit the money that goes with this place.
That's a strange condition to put in a will. Who lives here with you?
My maiden aunt, Uncle Nathaniel's sister, Abigail.
If you're watched the way you say you are, how did you get the message in the Chronicle?
Well, I wrote a note to the Chronicle, enclosed some money with it in a stamped envelope, and addressed it, and dropped it outside of Digby's grocery store yesterday, hoping that someone would find it and mail it.
Well, what goes on here? Why all the secrecy?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I've seen some of the strangest men around here. I've heard the gatekeeper call our coachman Spider, and I heard Spider call the gatekeeper Clubfoot. Mr. Jasper, that's Uncle's lawyer, says that they're old retainers of Uncle Nathaniel. The others, he says, are workmen hired to fix the place, but they seem to work only at night.
What's that music?
That's one of the things that frightens me. It's so ghostly. It comes from the other wing of the house.
Have you ever been in that part of the house, Miss Greenhold?
No. No, the door to that wing is locked, and I'm not permitted to go there. Mr. Jasper says that Uncle wanted that wing kept sacred to memories of his only love. A girl he met at a dance in the ballroom there one moonlit night. She died the night they were to be married.
I'd like to get over there and make a little investigation.
Well, I can show you the iron door that leads to that wing of the house. You'll find it locked.
The Blue Beetle carries master keys to all locks. Let's have a look.
Here you are. Right through here. Now down this passageway. Here we are. That's the door to the east wing.
Now we'll just try these keys. No, not that one. Here's one that looks as if it might fit. There we are.
Look there. There's shadows of dancers on the wall. But no sound of voices. It's uncanny. It must be...
Ghosts. I've always wanted to meet a ghost. You stay here. I'd better lock this door after me.
Oh, no, please take me with you, Blue Beetle. I'm afraid to be left alone
here. No. You'll be safer in your part of the house. I'll be back as soon as I've had a look around.
The Blue Beetle walks into the trap. Down you go into the prison pit with the ghost of the departed pirate captain. So you wanted to meet a ghost. Well, you'll meet plenty down there.
Blue Beetle! Blue Beetle, what's happened to you? What's happened to the Blue Beetle?
What has happened to the Blue Beetle? Who are the strange people who have made Gray Crag's Manor their headquarters? Can the Blue Beetle extricate himself and solve the mystery of the dancing ghosts of Rocky Hills? These questions will be dramatically answered in the next transcribed episode of The Blue Beetle. Copyrighted Fox feature appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspaper. And don't forget to listen in to The Blue Beetle. Upon the underworld to smash gangland comes
the mysterious, all-powerful character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle.
As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Today's transcribed episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is the second part of the story entitled The Dancing Ghosts of Rocky Hill. In the previous episode, the Blue Beetle, through the personal column of the Chronicle, receives a call for aid from the new heiress at haunted Gray Crags Manor at Rocky Hill. Rumor has it that on moonlit nights, ghostly figures dance in the ballroom of Gray Crags Manor. The heiress, a young girl, Rosalie Greenhold, and her maiden aunt are closely guarded by two persons, a man called Spider, who serves as coachman, and a man with a club foot who claims to have been gatekeeper for the late owner, Nathaniel Greenhold. Entering the manor at midnight, the Blue Beetle talks secretly with Rosalie Greenhold. As the episode ended, the Blue Beetle was investigating the dancing ghost phenomenon when a trap door suddenly opened in front of him, and he was catapulted into a deep dungeon. As our story opens today, a Mr. Jasper, attorney for the estate, is talking with Blackie, whom the police suspect of being a desperate criminal.
Oh, look, Blackie, suppose you let me handle this situation.
After all, I'm the attorney for old man Greenhold's estate and sole executor of the will.
But the girl, Jasper. The girl. She'll have the cops on her necks.
I can handle her.
But something's got to be done to keep her quiet. After all, she got a message through to the Blue Beetle.
And he's lying at the bottom of the pit where pirates used to throw their victims.
But is he dead?
Oh, the chances are his neck's broken thanks to the spider.
But suppose he ain't dead or injured.
Well, he's securely locked in. Double locks and an iron door.
Well, I'll feel better if I went out and had a look for myself.
Well, that's all right, but do it under cover of darkness.
What about the girl?
I'll fake a message from the Blue Beetle and see that she gets it. She'll think he escaped and is coming back. That'll keep her quiet for a few days until you can move your plates and presses to some other location. They've been there long enough. The place is getting hot.
Someone's going to get wise to those phony ghosts and start investigating.
That's right. But by the terms of Nathaniel Greenhold's will, his niece Rosalie must live at the manor until she's 21.
And if she don't?
Then the whole estate, including a fortune in stocks and bonds, goes to charity.
With you as executor of the estate, it'll be slim pickings for charity.
I see. We understand each other. You've shared your counterfeiting profits with me. I'll share the estate with you. You get your counterfeiting equipment away from there, and we'll put on a haunted house campaign that will scare Rosalie Greenhold and her old maid aunt clear out of the state.
Just one key left to try. None of the others will fit. There. That's got it. Lucky I landed on my feet in this pit. No. The Blue Beetle's free of his prison. Hope no one heard me. I'd like to catch whoever's running this show off guard. There's a door. I'll try that. Stone stairway. The light at the top of it. Well, here goes.
I say, Black, he's taking an awful chance keeping this place as headquarters.
Yeah. It was okay for turning out this kind of dough until that dame came to live here. Them dancers upstairs throwing shadows on the windows sure scared folks away from this place.
Here, pile these bills in the suitcase with the others.
Okay. Well, I'll take it. It's probably Crawford down the gate. Hello? Yeah, Spider's here. Just a minute. It's for you, Spider.
Yeah. Hello? What? Blackie says dismantle the press? Yes, yes. What? Good, yes, yes. Okay. Yes, I got you. Huh? Deliver the fake Doremi to the laundry in Hastings when I take the girl and her aunt for a drive in the morning.
So that's how it's done.
Goodbye.
Well, the Blue Beetle will spoil that little game. But first, I'll have a look upstairs and see what makes the ghost dance.
Well, I took your aunt's place on the drive this morning because I wanted to have a talk with you, Rosalie.
What about?
I don't think you trust me, my dear.
Why should I? I'm not permitted to have friends at the manor nor to visit outside places alone.
Those were your uncle's orders, Rosalie. After all, he wanted to protect you from fortune-hunting men and social parasites who might take advantage of your trusting nature when you came into your fortune.
But what about all those strange goings-on at the manor? Why, last night something terrible happened at...
What about last night? What happened?
I shouldn't have said anything.
Now, is there something you've been keeping from me, Rosalie? After all, your uncle trusted me. Why shouldn't you?
Well, last night, the Blue Beetle...
Blue Beetle? Why, now, that's very interesting, because I clipped this out of the paper this morning. You may be the Rosalie this was addressed to. Now, here, read it.
To Rosalie. Had strange experience last night with ghosts, but am safe now. Advise you leave manor as soon as possible. Signed, the Blue Beetle. Oh, I knew I was right. That terrible place. I won't stay there another night.
Oh. Well, here we are at the laundry, Mr. Jasper. Shall I take the bag of wash in, sir?
Yes, take it in. But be sure to get a receipt, Spider.
Yes, sir. Just a moment there. I'd like to have a look at that bag.
Now, what's the idea of this? Who are you?
I'm the sheriff of East Chester County.
I've had a telephone call to be on the lookout for you folks.
Why, this is an outrage. We're respectable citizens. This young lady is the owner of Gray Craig's Manor, and I'm her attorney.
Oh, well, then you won't mind my looking into this suitcase to make sure it's full of dirty clothes and not...
Slider, yes, drive yes. on. We'll not stand for this outrage.
Touch those horses, and I'll touch this trigger. Now, we'll have a look in that suitcase. Money. Counterfeit. The Blue Beetle was right.
The Blue Beetle?
Yes, the Blue Beetle. He phoned me an hour ago.
Mr. Jasper, what does this mean?
Well, somebody must have switched suitcases on us. Well, this is a frame-up.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'd say you two are in a tough spot.
I demand to see your warrant, Sheriff. I stand on my constitutional rights. As a practicing attorney, my advice to you is...
As a practicing sheriff, my advice to you, Mr. Attorney, is... Get a good lawyer.
Club puts on the phone, Blackie.
Okay. Hello? What? The ghosts are dancing up at Gray Crags. But it's only midday. Where's Spider? All right, phone up to Slim and tell him to stop the dancers. What? What's that? Slim doesn't answer. Something's gone haywire. You lock the gate and stand guard. I'll be out there pronto. Goodbye. Slim is.
I don't know. Ain't nobody around.
Well, somebody shut off the mechanism of the dancing ghosts.
Yeah. We better have our gats ready.
You follow me and keep your eyes open. Nobody here.
I don't see no one. Something about this business don't smell right to me.
Look at that closet there. Someone may be hiding. Easy now.
Look! Slim!
Bound and gagged.
I wonder who done this, Blackie.
The Blue Beetle.
The Blue Beetle!
Yes, the Blue Beetle. Danger, boys. I'll take that gun, Blackie.
Oh, no, you won't, Blue Beetle.
Oh, yes, I will. That take care of Mr. Blackie. Now, Mr. Clubfoot, I hate to sock a cripple, but drop that gun or I'll...
Okay, Blue Beetle, you win.
Well, that's better. I'll just tie you up for safekeeping. The police will need you.
What for? The cops ain't got nothing on me.
Perhaps not. But I'm sure they'll want you to demonstrate those mechanical dancing dolls upstairs that threw ghostly shadows on the windows of the old ballroom. Sorry I can't stay for the final curtain, but I'll read about it in tomorrow's papers. The Blue Beetle's job is done. The dancing ghosts of Rocky Hills will dance no more at Gray Crags Manor.
And so another gang of criminals was rounded up and brought to justice by the Blue Beetle. But Officer Manigan couldn't make the arrest because of being laid up with poison ivy. The moral of this story is, deception can never win for long. Truth will always triumph in the end. Also, as Officer Manigan would say, stay away from poison ivy. What new adventures await the Blue Beetle in his unceasing crusade against crime? This question will be answered in the next transcribed episode of The Blue Beetle. Fox feature, appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspaper. And don't forget to listen in to... The Blue Beetle.